the ancients looked into the night sky, they thought the heavens revolved around the earth and mankind. Over the centuries, this view has changed radically. We discovered we lived on a planet orbiting a star within the solar system, and this solar system was found to be part of the Milky Way galaxy. Later, we learned that our universe was filled with billions of other such galaxies. But could it be that we're committing the same error as our ancestors by thinking the universe contains everything there is? Could it be that we live in a multiverse?
Yeah, so
there's one more of these, huh?
Yeah, let's keep on titillating our tickle toys, gentlemen.
This one?
No. Oh, yeah, no, there's two more, actually.
Yeah, all right. This one called...
This is the Oz Facade Cast.
Oz Facade Cast, huh?
Yeah.
So, like, Oz is a facade.
It definitely is.
There's a whole lot of imagination here and no solid facts to this fucking photograph right here.
Just like this, the Wizard of Oz, right? It's just like the Wizard of Oz. A whole lot of imagination, no fucking facts.
The house is spinning out of control while the Tin Man walks.
Do you really have no heart, or are you just trying to manipulate us?
Towering by the house, the Tin
Man. Are you really a coward, or are you just trying to manipulate me?
A towering Tin Man walks by your house holding an axe.
Yo.
What are you going to do? You going to sit on a green stool?
Yo, so, okay, so there is a story here, though.
Like, okay, yeah, what is it?
Well, I'll let you tell me.
I can't. No, you know what? I'm going to go up and appreciate this.
Okay. The lion and the green man are just free-based whatever the house is whirling around in. And the Tin Man's mad because he wants his sack back. He wants his stash. He's like, yo, they got hold of it. Or vice versa.
Mike knows what's going on.
There's no Mike nods. Yeah. I still don't see the solid facts.
So there's an alliance. There's an alliance between two members in this scene, Mike. Tell me who the alliance is for between.
What?
Well, I mean, clearly the lion.
Yeah?
Clearly the lion and the potato guy are fucking... You know, they're together.
The potato guy? No, you're wrong.
I just can't.
So that the potato guy you speak of is the Wizard of Oz.
No. The Tin Man, he's gonna like cut him up.
Yeah, he does exactly
like a stew.
Oh, potato man, there you go. That's it. But the reason why he's doing that? Why is he doing that? Because he's coming to save the lion. Because the
lion's safe, man.
No, he's not. He's cowering on the roof.
On the roof. How's he gonna get to the ceiling?
The Green Man and the lion have an intergalactic alliance, guys.
That's not
the only reason the Green Man can even exist on this plane. With the lion upside down is the intergalactic alliance. The Tin Man has captured the house in his fucking world tunnel of like fear and confusion.
Okay, so I definitely agree that the Tin Man is the bad guy.
He's fucked. He's
like
fucking,
he's clearly the bad guy.
Clearly fucking. Look, he's heinous. He's hideous. he's holding the axe. He's about to kill the people and chop them up. And the house is like just suspended there. Like, ooh. Yeah. But the occupants are screwed. The Tin Man is 25 feet tall now.
And
the Intergalactic Alliance is like, how do we put an end to this? And the lion's like, I don't really care.
The lion cares like crazy. Look, he's cowering in fear. He's, you know, you're scared out of your boots. You jump off to the ceiling.
What did the Tin Man want? What was he missing?
The Tin Man, it has no heart. No, lion has no heart. Tin Man, no, lion has courage.
Lion has no courage. Tin Man has no
heart.
Heart or no brain or something.
No brain.
Yeah, Tin Man has no brain. Mm-hmm. Tin Man's a dumbass.
He's going crazy right now.
Yeah, he's just
having a fit.
So the way I fucking look at it is that the house in the background is the conflict, right? You see something's going on. Like, that's like, there's drama going on in the scene. It's like moving action. And the Oz character has kidnapped the lion, right? Kidnapped the lion in his own little world, like holding him hostage and just toying with him, sitting on the stool and just like looking at him like Silence of the Lambs type of shit.
That's kind of deep.
And the Tin Man is coming to save the lion, chopping him from the back.
I think the household in turmoil is where this thing all centers now.
Yo, and
because that's weird. Because there's been some household turmoil with our friend Jay.
And there's three members of my family.
Exactly, but the Tin Man with the axe is one of the angry members coming to kill the other two, possibly.
He wanted to see, like, the fear in the lion's eyes, you know? He's, like, getting off on it. He's like a sick fuck, this guy.
I'm the blue lion. I often hide upstairs when I feel blue.
There you go. This is, like, one of those paintings where you just, like, there's three members of it. It's like you could, like, identify with one of them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the, yeah.
So Jay's the Tin Man with the axe. So I can wild, mindless, holding the place hostage.
But he's also looking at the camera, the Tin Man. He's looking, he's breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, he's doing it for show. He's like, looking. I get a rush out of holding people hostage, this Tin Man.
No, it's like, you know what's about to happen. Like, you know what's going down. Turn this guy into stew.
Yeah. What's the facade?
Oh, it's the whole Wizard of Oz, man. It's a facade. The whole thing's a facade.
Behind the man, behind the...
So none of this means anything.
No, it doesn't mean anything. Well, that's it. It's the Oz facade. You know? The whole movie, the whole thing is that they're chasing after something that's fake. And then this little runt shows up.
All right, if it was an actual podcast, what do you think it was? It is.
It's three comedians.
Okay.
That all identify as one of the characters.
Okay. What do you got?
You got like the bad shocking guy, you know what I mean? You got the bad guy. Okay. You got a little pussy.
But what do they do?
Well, their personalities anchor around these traits, you know?
But what's it a podcast about?
Like, it's current events.
Casey, what do you think?
I don't know. Still looks like that interdimensional shit.
Right? Yeah.
The lion's there, like, on the upside down.
But if it was an actual podcast, what do you think this podcast would be? Like me, I think it's like, it's two nerds that each episode they talk about inaccuracies in the movie Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Well,
totally. They'll break down like every scene like hard, you know what I mean? Like today's 1 hour episode will be focusing on minute 32.
Yeah.
Well, it could be capitalism, drugs, sugar shack, and whirlwinds.
You think that's a meth house?
Look.
And the bald guy's Walter White?
Fuck that shit. The Tin Man is where they cook the fucking drugs in. The house is like swept up in the turmoil of there being so much fucking drugs available. The man is green with envy for the blue lion. And like it's like they're both different types of drugs that like counteract each other. But like the house is swept up in turmoil. They cook the fucking drugs in the Tin Man. He doesn't even have a fucking brain. And what else? He's a meth lab.
But what do you think the podcast is about?
Meth labs.
Okay.
Awful.
Alright, I'm gonna get myself some water, then let's move on.
Yeah. Yo, good to be back, guys. Dun 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 dun.